For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Mankato this week to take on the Mavericks in a Thursday-Friday series, joined by Mankato native Kyle Loft. A lot of people think that's why I'm talking to you, but I want to talk to you about your goal on Saturday. The Red Sea parted a little bit, but I don't know that I've seen you get that much on a shot. That thing was off the stick in a hurry. How much have you worked on your shot in your time here?
A lot. Wince preaches it a lot, our D coach, and you know, after practice every day, pretty much, I'm working that blue line and shooting the puck and trying to hit the net. So,
what was going through your mind as you kind of saw the play unfold?
Yeah, normally you don't have that much time and space, but I give credit to the forwards. They had a heck of a shift. They worked them down low for a while, and puck popped out to me in the top of the circle and had a lot of room, so I just took it and shot it.
How important was the bounce back in that second period? Second period's been somewhat of an issue this year. It was a big issue last year. How important was it to kind of put Friday behind you and have a good second period last Saturday?
Yeah, second period's huge. You know, long line change. You don't want to get stuck out there. You want to hem them in, get them stuck out there, right? So we had a great second period, which is obviously the difference in the game, and put up four goals, and is very important.
All right, let's rewind to the last time you guys were in Mankato, one of the goofiest finishes of a game I've ever been a part of. As you were home last offseason, through the summer, talk with any of your buddies about that game or any lasting memories from that one?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of questions about that. Just asked if I've ever seen anything like that, and the answer is no. I mean, I haven't, but what can you do? Yeah, I definitely talked to a lot of people about that, and the memory's still there. Obviously, they got it. They got it after that and everything, and want to work towards getting our own championship here.
I think I speak for all Beaver fans. We hate hearing ole, ole, ole. Is kind of a cool atmosphere to play in and be a part of, isn't it?
For sure, for sure. And I grew up watching those games and hearing that song and cheering it. But, yeah, you definitely don't want to hear it this weekend.
As the season has progressed, I mean, heck, we're already past the midway point. It's hard to believe how fast it's come and gone. But how much has this team grown?
I'd say a lot. You know, we still got a lot of work to do, a lot of area to mature in. I feel like this group is pretty resilient, hardworking. I feel like there's a lot of leaders on this group, whether they're fourth years or first years. And you know, I feel like this group is willing to learn, which is huge, and that helps growth.
One of the new guys that's certainly receiving an awful lot of accolades and attention is Leighton Rode. And to me, the one thing that stands out about his game is his feet are always moving. He never takes a shortcut. He always starts, stops, goes a gazillion miles an hour. That isn't always the case with freshmen. What have you noticed the most about him and this whole freshman group?
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. He's gonna have some success here, a lot of success, I should say. And I he's so strong on his feet. He can explode. He doesn't look like he's moving that fast sometimes, and he's flying by you. You notice that in practice. And the whole freshman group, they've been so good. Like I said, there's a lot of leaders in that group. They show up every day with a great attitude. They work hard, and they want to win, which is important. So, you know, if they're not getting a lot of minutes, they don't put that ahead of the team. They're great leaders. They're great people, and they work hard.
Is the bus going to be one defenseman short on the way home? You just staying there, or are you coming back and finishing some stuff up here before Christmas?
No, yeah, I'll be staying home, so. I don't have to get on the bus back up here, which is kind of nice.
You are lucky. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.